I Trust When Dark My Road, Episode 5, When God Doesn't Seem to Listen. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word. Matthew 15. One of the great challenges that Christians face with prayer is the basic question of whether God is listening. I mean, if we're honest with ourselves, it's pretty hard to tell sometimes. We pray, we go through the motions, maybe we list who we want to pray for, and it seems as though nothing has happened. Well, this is what's going on with this woman, this Canaanite woman from Matthew 15. She comes to our Lord. She is crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." And Jesus is silent. I don't know about you, but I can certainly relate to this woman. There have been many times when it comes to prayer when it has seemed as though God was being silent, as though he was utterly ignoring my every desire, my every question, my every will and need. But God doesn't end with silence. Sometimes he is silent so that we are able to silence the voices going on in our heads. Sometimes God is silent because there is so much other stuff coming in that it is simply impossible for us to hear his word and promise. This, I think, is a part of what happens so often when it comes to depression and faith. We are so wrapped into ourselves and our own needs and fears and desires that it is nearly impossible for us, in the cacophony of all of that noise, to hear God and to hear his word of promise. And also, if we're honest, we recognize that what God promises, his Holy Spirit, faith, may not be what we want, at least short term. But God is merciful. He does answer our prayers. It will come in his time and way. God be with you.